PM.
Ian, when do you come?
It'll come up, buddy.
Yes. Two, announcement of visitors. Neil? You getting hold of Ian?
He will go all in.
Oh, yeah. Always late. Three, record of attendance. Have myself, councillors Deer, councillor Ian Baird hasn't come online yet. Councillor Chrissy Tucker, councillor Jill Dwyer. Jill, you're in a secure location and your address?
Room 25 at the Olympic Hotel in Meriden and I'm by myself.
No worries. Councillor Sue Wesley and councillor Andrew Tucker. Staff, Peter, Christy and Maureen.
Sean
and Garth. They weren't important enough to put
in. No. Remember that later.
Don't cry about it, Garth.
I'll just remember it later, mate.
Four, response to previous public questions taken on notice. Neil. Five, public question time. Neil. Approved leave of absence. Neil. Seven, disclosures of interest. I have 2 here from Peter Bentley and Councillor Sadia. Notice of items we discussed behind closed doors. Item 16.1, caveat removal, 21 and 23 Reed Street. Item 16.2, ongoing tenure of acting chief executive officer. 9, confirmation receival of minutes. 9.1, confirmation of minutes. Officer's recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 25th of September 2025 be confirmed as a true and correct record. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadia. Seconder. Councillor Christine Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried, 6. 9.2, confirmation of minutes. Officer's recommendation that the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 21st of October 2025 be confirmed as a true and correct record. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Sadia. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Carry. 10. Petitions, deputations, presentations, new. 11. Announcements by presiding member without discussions, president's report, which you have. 12. Reports of committees, new. 13. Reports of officers, 13.1 finance reports. Officers' recommendation that the statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th of September 2025 as attached be received. ANZ. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadia. Seconder. Councillor Christy Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour.
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried. Okay. Ian's attended us.
There we are.
Yeah, thank you, Maureen. Ian, can you tell us your location and is it secure? Can you hear me, Ian? Have we got volume this end?
You can, yes.
Well, we've got
just volume.
Hear us now?
Can you hear us, Councillor Baird?
I have no audio.
Just tell him to close it and come back on.
Maybe check his volume. Maybe just ask him to check the volume on his end. He might have turned the volume down. Yeah, hi Ian, can you just check and make sure you've got your volume turned up?
Display and volume are right up. Maybe I should go out of the meeting altogether and then come back in again.
Yep, that'd be good.
Okay. I'll try that. Yeah.
meeting.
Never know.
My back's all...
That'll be right, but listen. Come on in. So when we record from Georgia, are we recording on site out there?
Well, we haven't done any recording yet since we implemented the recording, so we haven't tried. Mm. But what we will do is do it via phone. Mm. We just have to make a note in the meeting that we're not using the official equipment.
Hello, Ian. Can you hear us now?
Certainly can. Yeah, I've turned the volume down a bit now. Yeah.
Very good.
No worries.
Okay.
All right. So can you tell us your location and is it secure?
Yes. Well, I'm in the COO's feedback's office and it's secure. Everybody's still over at the AGM having lunch, which I missed out on.
Righto.
Yeah.
No worries. All right. We're up to 13.1.2. Okay.
I'll just go to my agenda.
Okay, 13.1.2, list of monthly payments, September 2025. Officers' recommendation that the list of payments for the month of September 2025 totaling $2,031,927.50. One, electronic funds transfer from EFT 10446 to EFT 10552. Payments from municipal funds totaling $1,778,082.80. Two, direct debit payments from the municipal funds totaling $122,379.30. Payroll payments from the municipal funds totaling $124,584.94. Credit card payments for the statement month of September 2025 from the municipal funds totaling $5,572.01. Fuel card payments from the municipal funds totaling $1,308.45 be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadir, the seconder, Councillor Christine Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried, seven.
Councillor Bain, sorry.
Rates debitors report October 2025. Recommendation that the list of overdue rates showing 12 months arrears totaling $332,138.15. 2 years arrears totaling $73,533.83. 3 years plus arrears totaling $218,138.76 be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker, seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Ken?
Okay, good man.
Thank you. Okay, 13.2, administration report. Officers' recommendation that the following date, time and location for the Shire Menzies Community Christmas Party. Date Wednesday the 17th of December 2025, 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the... How do you say that?
Nullapapu.
Nullapapu Recreation Centre Menzies. Be endorsed. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Sadia. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, will those in favour?
Before you go any further, last year it was in the hall and it was really good in the hall last year. So why are we changing it back to the youth centre or the Nullapapu building?
I don't know.
Because the hall's air conditioned and everyone can get in there together.
Yeah.
I believe the year before that was held at Nullapapu and it was quite well received. We thought we'll try it at Nullapapu and if it was too hot we would go into the town hall.
Well, I just that fact of, you know, if someone's catering for it, it's easy to do it in the kitchen and then take the food straight into the hall. That was the other thing, because otherwise you've got to cart it all the way across. I'd like to move it and go into the hall.
So we've had a move and a seconder?
Yep.
So would you potentially like to move an amendment to the motion?
Yes, I would. I'd like to move the amendment that it goes into the hall. For convenience sake, for the person who's catering it for sure.
So move Councillor Jill, seconder? Councillor Sue. So, then you speak for or against the amendment?
Anyone want to speak for or against? All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
I think Ian is angry.
Ian?
Ben's frozen.
Right here.
This is what I worry about with going out to Junju. It's not that I don't want to go, it's just that I know it's...
We had this problem one meeting out there.
Yeah.
Ian?
I'll take up my Starling.
That's, I think they got Starling.
Right? They got it. Ian, you hear us?
Yeah, sorry, I dropped out there for a while.
Yep.
What was the item?
So, Councillor Ian, the item is with regard to the Christmas party, and Councillor Jill moved an amendment to the motion that the location of the party be at the hall, and that was seconded by Councillor Sue, and that motion was carried 6, and will we count you in to make it 7?
Please do, yeah.
Okay.
Best place for it.
Yeah. So that's the amendment. Now we need to vote on the amended motion, which is that the which carries the amendment to the hall being the location.
Okay, can I have a mover for that?
Councillor Dwyer.
Seconder? Councillor Ian.
Councillor
Ian. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried. 13.2.2 2025 Christmas closure. Officer's recommendation that the Shire Administration Office and Works Depot be closed from 5 p.m. Friday the 19th of December 2025 to 5 p.m. Friday the 2nd of January 2026. 2. The Community Resource Centre operates in limited hours from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. over the Christmas period. And 3. The general rubbish collection for Menzies and Turconey be scheduled for Monday the 22nd of December 2025 and Monday 29th of December 2025. Can I have a mover? Councillor Dwyer. And a second then Councillor Dwyer. And can we make sure that this is all put up in Turconey and that?
Yep.
Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour?
Councillor
Dwyer. Okay. 13.2.3, 2026 schedule of ordinary meetings of the council. Officer's recommendation. Are we going to move to change it?
So we would move the existing motion.
Yep.
No. Yeah, move these. We need to move the motion first, then we need to move the amendment.
Councillor Christy Tucker.
Yep. And the seconder.
Seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker.
So now you have the ability to move an amendment.
Yep.
So Councillor Sadia. And seconder.
Seconder.
Councillor. And the amendment is that the meeting days be the third Thursday of each month.
Yep.
Commencing at 4 p.m.
Yep.
For briefing session, 5 p.m.
Yep.
For council meeting.
All right.
To take effect from the first council meeting in 2026.
Yep. All right. Another mover?
That, we got that. So we need to vote on the amendment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All those in favour of the amendment?
Councillor.
Yes, carried.
And then all those in favour of the substantive motion? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. All those in favour?
Yeah.
Yep. Very good. Okay. 13.2.4 brand refresh. Now, taking this off.
So, councillors, you have a motion in front of you, and so you do need to move and second the motion. If no one seconds the motion, it lapses due to the motion being seconded. It can then just drop off the list.
Right.
We'll have to have someone at least move it.
Okay.
So, Councillor Sadir? No seconder?
No seconders.
So motion lapses due to lack of a seconder. And we'll make note in the minutes that the council doesn't support the brand refresh and therefore won't be pursuing it.
Right. 13.2.5. plans for 50 Shenton Street members. Officers' recommendation that resolution CM-407 from 20th of December 2022 asking for plans to develop 50 Shenton Street be dismissed. 2. That confirmation of the worship centre as an asset of Shire of Menzies be accepted. 3. Plans for a memorial garden at 50 Shenton Street and upgrade to the worship centre be developed by Shire of Menzies and be presented to Council in February 2026. 4. Community consultation regarding the use and naming of the worship centre be deferred until plans are presented to Council. Can I have a mover?
So, councillors, I just might add that the point one should actually read Shenton Street be rescinded. So it's a council motion,
yes, yeah.
And so what you would be doing is rescinding the motion from December 2022.
Yeah. Councillor Sadia, seconder, Councillor Christy Tucker, those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against.
I just wanted to say that it's been called a worship centre. I thought in the past we called that a community centre or a multi-purpose building, not just a worship centre.
Well, that's what we, yeah, but it didn't go, that was just ourselves, didn't go to council.
So
that's
regarding the naming of the worship centre, that's what it says in here.
Yeah, it'll go to community consultation, then we'll decide on what we name it then.
Okay.
And then that'll come back to us in February? Yeah.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, because we're still going to use it as a church too, aren't we?
Yeah,
well,
I
believe
the general. Oh, well,
that's the whole idea. It was
such a big multi-purpose.
So yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And we'll have one name
so
to suit everyone.
So, yeah. I would suggest that probably naming it the something or other worship centre is probably not the not the intent.
No, that's my point. Yeah, that's right.
So whatever. I mean, I'm almost inclined to wonder about whether or not a naming of the building is actually essential, but that's up to the council to decide. It could be your multi-purpose centre, it could be whatever you want to attribute to it, but whether it requires a name for the building or not is another...
Yeah.
Because everyone refers to it as the old church anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
the asset that's listed as church
hall. Yeah, well, yeah. That's irrelevant as to what it's listed as an asset. That's just that's a convenient name for us to identify the building as offices. But from a public perspective, you probably want something a bit more generic than that.
Yeah,
right.
I agree. I'll hardly live with you, Peter. Yeah.
Could it be named after sort of early Menzies legend or, you know, prominent person?
What, mate?
So the bed community centre? The in bed community centre.
Yeah. No, that's something we'll do at the community consultation.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those in favour?
Councillor
Kerry.
Carry. 13.2.6. Plans for a community garden. Officers' recommendation that a proposal for a community garden in Menzies exploring a number of potential locations around town be developed by Shire of Menzies staff and presented to the council in February 2026.
So, Councillor Dwight, you had some comment in relation to whether or not a community garden was a priority, given that a memorial garden will be developed at the old church building.
That's right. That is what people want now. I think the community garden has just been too long coming to fruition, so now they just want to concentrate on having the memorial garden in the churchyard.
Right. So you take this off?
So we can let the motion lapse due to a...
Yeah.
So you'd have to ask the question, is there a mover?
Is there a mover? Do we have a mover for that, take this motion off?
No, just leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
So the motion will lapse due to there being...
No interest.
No mover.
Okay. 13.2.7. Review of policy 1.11, attendance at events. Seven. Righto. Officers' recommendation that policy 1.11, attendance at events as attached, be endorsed without amendment except for the update of the policy number. Can I have a mover?
Councillor Dwyer.
Chris Tucker and second by Councillor Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Councillor Ian's frozen up again. No, he's fallen asleep. Wasn't a good look for him, was it?
His eyes were... Where are you, Councillor Ian? I think we'll just progress on,
yeah.
Mr. President. We'll put that through as 6-0 and catch it in the drop there.
13.2.8, review of policy 1.12, elected members' ongoing professional development. That policy 1.12, elected members' ongoing professional development as attached, be endorsed without amendment except for the update of the policy number. Another mover? Councillor Sadia. Seconder?
Councillor Dora.
Dora, alright. Those that wish to speak for?
Councillor Baird, we're on to 13.2.8.
Thanks, Peter. Every time I go to my agenda, or not every time, I seem to drop out, so I'll probably not go to the agenda.
Yeah. All right. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried. Yeah. 13.2.9, review of policy 11.1, council facilities, alcohol consumption. Oh. Officers' recommendation? And I'm sure you've read all that. Okay. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sevilla. A seconder. Councillor Christy Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour.
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried. 13.2.1, Menzies Wayside Management.
So, Mr. President, the recommendation is pretty much the same as the previous one, except I've incorporated the revised fees and charges into this item so that a further item isn't required for a budget amendment.
Right. Everyone's read all that? Okay. Can I have a mover? Yep, Councillor Sabir, a seconder. Councillor Christian Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Carried. Membership Development Assessment Panel.
Mr. President, I believe that Councillor Jill was one of our previous members for the DAP, and I'm not sure whether Councillor Greg was, or did we just have the one?
I think it was only me, paid it for years.
Yep. So the preference would be to have a primary member and a secondary member.
Did you ever do anything through this?
No, I never ever got called out to do anything, no, not at all.
And so the only time that councillors will be required to sit on the DAP is if a major project, so that's a project with a value of I think it's about $7 million, it might be a bit more now, but it was $7 million, was that would go to a regional development assessment panel as opposed to being dealt with by the council, and this will be your only voice then to make representation in regard to any development that happens in the Shire of Menzies, which is over and above that value.
Yes, only inside of Menzies.
Only within Menzies, yes.
Not including the mine camps, say.
Well, the mining camps developments, they're actually dealt with by the department. We don't actually deal with them. They go directly through the Department of Minerals and Energy, they call themselves now. We get to comment, but we don't get to approve or disapprove the development.
All right.
So is there anybody who's prepared to put their hand up?
You put it there anyway.
Yeah.
Councillor Sadir?
And I'll put my hand up. And like Councillor Jill said, it'd be very rare.
Councillor Walker.
Now 500 will come up.
So, best we have a mover and a seconder for you.
Right, so can I have a mover for myself and Councillor Sadir to join the DAP? Councillor Christy Tucker. Oh, what about an alternate? Oh, that's just for the members.
That's right, too.
And all those in favour?
Seconder.
Oh, seconder, yeah, right.
Who?
Christy Tucker and. No, I didn't get a seconder. Can I have a seconder, Andrew Tucker? Sorry. Okay, now an alternative or?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Once we get to two members, that's
right. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor.
Carry.
Are you okay, Councillor Ian?
13.2.12, elected members' mandatory training. Officers' recommendation that Councillor Sue Wesley be endorsed to attend the compulsory council member training required pursuant to section 5.126 of the Local Government Act 1995. Can I have a mover?
Before you move on, Mr. Chair, I just might add that any councillor who's undertaken the training at prior to their last election, so Councillor Jewell, Councillor Paul, Councillor Andrew, I think if you've done your diploma, I think that exempts you from having to undertake further training. But if you haven't done the diploma, I think you require to do the training again within, so every 5 years. So it's every 5 years that you have to do the training. So Councillor Andrew, you would have to, within the 5 year period, actually undertake the training again as well. So that's something to remember, that between now and this time next year, you will have to undertake that training again as well.
Yeah.
But I think those that have done the diploma actually get a exemption from having to undertake the training. So I'll just make you aware of that.
So that
Councillor Andrew can be annoyed and upset. Yeah. Andrew.
All right, can I have a mover? Councillor Tucker and second Councillor Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Okay, 14. Motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. 15. New business of an urgent nature. Nil. 16. Behind closed doors, confidential reports. Item 16.1, caveat removal, 2123 Reed Street, Menzies. 16.2, August. Item 16.2, ongoing tenure of acting chief executive officer. Officer's recommendation that in accordance with section 5.23-2 of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting be closed to members of the public to consider item 16.1, caveat removal, 21 and 23 Reed Street, Menzies. 16.2, August. And item 16.2, ongoing tenure of acting chief executive officer. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried.
Okay.
Okay, Councillor Sedir's left.
Bye-bye.
All the staff are leaving.